Hello, operator.
Yes.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Buddy.
Spammy. What can I do for you?
Hey, nice to talk to you, buddy.
What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, I don't know.
He's called up to be next to a man, eh? Yeah.
I'm your big buddy.
All right, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. I understand. He just wants to be... wants to be near a Diddy Bop and Daddy. Ooh, a slow sliding man. Yeah. This is great. You know, I'm glad they threw me out of Blum in general and I get to do this boss jockey. I'm glad. A lot of people say, Chris, aren't you upset that your hospital career got torched? Nah. I like it. And they threw me out because I opened a bar in the basement of the hospital. Yeah. I figure that's the one thing, and maybe somebody could set up some sort of franchise. That's the one thing our medicine in America lacks. They talk about it's the greatest medical country in the world, the United States of America. There's no bars in a hospital. And what place do you need a bar more than in a hospital? How many times have you sadly had an unfortunate happenstance in your life where one of your relatives ends up in the hospital? You heard about Grandpa? He fell off the roof. Oh, my God. So you go to the hospital, you got to steel yourself. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to go into, how about the lobotomy lounge? You go into the lobotomy lounge, and you get a double. Or, you know, there's some tragedy in your family. Nothing worse than sitting there by the bedside in a chilling state of sobriety, eh? Be nice to be run down there. Or just to get away from it. You got somebody in the hospital. Oh, it hurts. Oh, the nurses are terrible. Oh, I hate my room. I'll be right back. Just got to go for a walk. You run downstairs and knock back a double so you can put up with the whining. Boom! Think about it. Hospital would be the perfect place. Or if the doctor says to you, as they say to all of us, mind you, we shouldn't laugh, but they will say this to all of us one day. Sir, sit down. I'm afraid I have some unfortunate news for you. Or madam, sit down. You say, wait a second, doc. I'll be right back. You hit the button in the elevator down to the lobotomy lounge. You know, they can have the doctors dressed like surgeons, you know, in surgical outfits. You don't know who it is. They all got masks on. I think that could work. With low-salt pretzels and free blood pressure checks at the end of the bar. Think about it. People are going to drink anyway. Why not make it safe? You could have drinks named after afflictions. The spastic colon. One sip and you're hauling for the porcelain convenience. The Bill Roth 2. One sip, you want your stomach pumped. The X-ray. Drink enough of those and you'll spill your guts. The DOA. Take a couple sips, you're looking for a place to lie down. I don't know. The ICU. One sip and you're on a respirator. How come somebody hasn't thought about this? Let's get a bar in a hospital and live our lives, for God's sake.
It's Thursday, live in the studio with the Greaseman on